This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Wizards fans are hoping that Cooper Flagg joins the team, and he's out. His name is available in the 2025 NBA draft, but
poop for Coop.
He's had a few quotes of late that make you raise your eyebrows.
Oh, really?
He told The Athletic in an interview this week. His quote was, "S word. I want to come back next year."
I don't believe him.
Dropping hints that he could return to Duke.
I think he's effing with everybody.
Here are some of his quotes.
A lot of players say those things in the moment.
They do.
He said, "I still feel like a kid. This is the only way I've ever known college. That's how I see it. I really wouldn't know how kids felt before, and if this feels different, if this feels more like being a professional. I mean, it's the same thing for kids in high school, too, getting paid a lot of money. I don't know. I feel pretty normal. I always wanted to play in college at the highest level and compete for a national championship. That sort of thing is what I dreamed about."
Mm-hmm.
Now, his NIL earnings, he has a $4.3 million NIL valuation.
Is that what Duke is paying, or does that include endorsements?
I mean, it's according to On3, whatever that is.
It's probably whatever their collectives
it's
are.
Total. So,
but next year, everything changes with the cap.
How?
Because each school is going to be capped at a certain amount of money where they can use on their players. So schools will be able to pay players next year. $22 million, I think, is the number.
That's good.
But a lot of that's going to go to the football team, obviously, because they got more players.
So,
but this year, it's different than it will be next
year. But they could still get unlimited advertiser money or whatever. Like, could do endorsements.
That I think is possible.
So let's just hypothetically say that his NIL, if he stays, he decides to stay for a second year.
Yeah.
Say his NIL gets bumped up to $5 million for his sophomore year at Duke.
Mm-hmm.
What is the difference between that and what he would make as a number one overall pick in the first year?
You'd have to look at, like, Wembanyama's contract.
They're making over 10, 11.
Okay, so they're making, so it's like a $6 million gap.
Alex Sarr's making 4 years, $51 million contract.
It's crazy. It's not just that, but you want to get to that second, you want to get rid of that rookie deal.
Understood.
Because that's when the real money comes.
But that's if you're just obsessed with making the most money possible.
True.
If that's your life goal.
We have no idea what he's like.
But some guys, I don't know. Did he come from a decent family? Did he come from wealth? Did he come from
Maine?
A Busto family?
I have no idea.
Yeah, because some guys, it's not that as important. He's going to be plenty rich.
Yeah, like maybe he's looking at his earnings, and he's saying, "I'm going to make $500 million when all is said and done, as long as I stay healthy. Between my NBA money and my endorsement money. So what if I really love Duke and I want to come back for year two?
Well, that's the other thing.
I don't think he's worried about money, but if you're a competitor. If I'm Cooper Flagg, I don't think Cooper Flagg, I know you get obsessed with the money. I don't think he's worrying about money. He knows by the way, in the quotes, I think he says he talks about guys making money in high school.
Right.
It's a guy, money's not the issue. Here's the issue, I think, if I'm Cooper Flagg.
Well, I think it's
he wants to be the best player he can be. What else is he going to have left to prove in college basketball? He's already proven it. I think he's 10-time ACC player of the week.
Duke doesn't win?
He's
dominating.
He might not, that, maybe. His goal might be to, like you said, win a national championship.
Maybe.
It's possible.
He
maybe.
Said it.
It's possible.
I mean, was he lying?
He might win it.
All right.
Yeah, but even if he doesn't, it seems like players always say this.
They do, but
because they want to keep they enjoy going to home games, especially at Cameron. The students are all jacked. Your boys are the teammates. You don't want to alienate them.
Do you
them
think he's being disingenuous? I don't think he's being disingenuous.
I'm not saying he's lying. I just think that's what players say at this point.
And also,
they don't want to say, yeah, I can't wait to get to the NBA. He's not going to say that.
He also knows that whatever team he gets drafted to, that they're going to suck next year.
True.
And maybe he likes winning and wants to be on a winning team, and he knows that this is his last bite at the apple for that. For the
some guys
the
just like college
immediate future. Like
I would be very surprised.
I would be stunned if he stayed too. Yeah. But the NIL is a game changer in that
it makes
if a guy's
it,
making $5 or $6 million, he's not pushed as much to leave.
I agree.
He was an academy guy for a year, right?
Yes.
He played in Maine, then he moved to Florida.
Was he at Iowa?
He was playing with Queen, right?
Yes.
Queen was on his team.
Montverde.
Montverde.
Yes, he went down.
Think about that high school team.
Oh, Derek Queen and Cooper Flagg on the same team?
Well, Queen's another one
playing?
That everyone's saying is for sure a one and done. He should stay, come back, make a few more million, enjoy the college experience, and B, get better as a player, more importantly.
I don't know. Some of these guys dream of being in the NBA. So they want to get there as soon as possible. And it's not about the money. It's just that's the highest
way
level.
To stay in the league is to actually be better.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm not disagreeing with you on player development.
If I was his advisor, I'd advise him to negotiate more money at Maryland somehow and then work on your skills another year.
As a Wizards fan, I'm not...
For a guy who's a late first-round pick, I would say yes. But a guy who's going to be the number one overall pick...
Right, it's hard.
It would be very unusual.
He's not coming. Zion Williamson talked about coming back for his second year. Do you remember that?
Please.
I don't remember
that. I think he said he wanted to come back.
Yeah, they all say it.
You know, that's a problem with the tank that we didn't really think through, is that the player that you're tanking for has to come out.
What are you talking about? The Wiz are going to be in the same position next year. They're going to be picking high
they're
in the
not 2026 tanking for 1 year.
In the 2026 NBA draft.
They're tanking for multiple years.
I'm not that worried as a Wizards fan. All of a sudden, they're going to win 40 plus games.
No, but here's what I'm just saying.
It's part of the equation.
Because as Jason keeps saying,
they could win.
They change the rules so that it's no different if you're first worst, second worst, or third worst. You all have the same chance.
Mm-hmm.
Which is 14%. And you could get as low as a fifth pick if you get screwed.
Ooh, time to go to Tankathon and run that lottery
generator. Just again, for all the tankers, we have an 86% chance of not getting
Cooper Flagg. Yes. Correct.
86%.
So Cooper Flagg has deals.
It's extremely unlikely. Not extremely. It's very unlikely.
Just ran it three times. They got the number one pick, the number two pick, the number five pick.
All right. So you got a 33% chance to end those three times.
And I would round up the 86 to 90%. Just round it up. So you got a 90% chance of not getting
it. You basically got a 1 in 10.
Correct.
So whatever you consider that.
I just ran it three consecutive times, fifth every time. Right. Ooh, that's a dagger.
You don't even get Ace Bailey.
It's the tanking stuff.
48% chance for the fifth pick.
We're crushed.
That is soul crushing if that happens.
Yeah, that would be bad.
If we get bumped down,
I have from day one.
That's a nightmare.
I hate the plan.
Well, that's what happened to the Pistons last year. They end up, the worst team got the fifth pick.
Yeah. I don't like the plan, but, you know, hopefully it works.
I want to vomit now. I just ran at Golden State somehow. I got the number one pick.
How's that possible?
They must own somebody's pick.
Oh, that's probably what it is.
They had a 0.7% chance, and they leaped up there.
Can he make this decision? Like, what's the latest he could do it? Like, can he look at the lottery and go, oh, I don't want to go to whatever.
No.
Detroit? No. He has to make it before then? Are we certain of that?
You know what? They changed the rules because they can go to the draft combine now and go back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he could look at the layout and go, I don't want to play there. Like, let's just say, I have no idea, Vancouver or something. I have no idea who's even in the mix.
Well, definitely not Vancouver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's in the mix? Like, give me a terrible.
Utah and Washington and Utah and New Orleans and.
New Orleans.
Who's four?
Portland.
Charlotte, probably.
Charlotte's there.
Portland's horrible.
The Jazz.
I said the Jazz.
Yeah, whatever's like the worst geo location and team. I don't know.
Well, like Cake said, he's gonna play for a bad team, whoever picks him. You know what I mean? Let's see. Let me see what that date is.
Man, if the Spurs win it again, I'm gonna be outraged. If Cooper Flagg comes out, well, the Spurs jump
you,
up.
Right, then you know
they have a 3% chance.
Know it's still rigged.
So they have to declare by April 27th. So the drafts were usually in late June, right?
Yeah, yes. But you could declare and go back, like you said. You could. So
then they can. They
so
can
he
withdraw,
can declare.
They can declare, and then June 16th he has to.
Right. And when is the draft?
It's usually late June, isn't it?
So it's after.
Yeah, it's like last week in June.
It's June 26th. June 26th.
So he has to declare one way or the other before the draft.
What was the Dick Vitale quote? Did you read that before?
Drab had it.
I guess he said it during the break.
He basically said, I'm going to regrow hair on my head before a Cooper Flagg comes back to Duke.
Right.
Yeah,
Most likely.
I don't think he's coming back.
I would guess.
A meaningless conversation here. The guy's going to the NBA.
Unless,
I would guess. But back in the day, now they weren't even getting paid. But like Christian Laettner, didn't he stay 4 years?
Of course. Yeah. It was a different situation back then.
What's so
Patrick
different?
Patrick Ewing did.
What's so
Hakeem Olajuwon did.
What's so different?
Because
he could have left after his third year.
The money is just crazy.
I know that nobody leaves after 1 year. Back in the day, nobody left after 1 year.
Well, here's
they didn't have transfer portal.
He's definitely coming out.
If Duke no NIL.
Wins, if Duke wins it his freshman year,
yeah,
a billion
this is what's
chance
different
is coming out.
When
you want to win back-to-back?
When
though,
Christian Laettner's playing one, in 19, and when Christian Laettner's playing in the early 90s, he's not, I mean, he could have been getting paid shady, you know, under the table.
Which is,
but all these guys are making crazy money. They're just making crazy money.
In college.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, I understand. That's why I'm saying Christian Laettner wasn't even making a penny, and he still stayed 4 years.
Is there any chance?
That's what I'm saying.
But guys stayed. That's what they did.
Does
they stayed
Cooper
for three
Flagg,
or 4 years.
Is there any chance he lives in a rickety old dorm? Or is he staying like in a baller, like off-campus apartment?
He's already getting paid by Gatorade and New Balance.
Is he doing the full college experience and living in a dorm with like no air conditioning? No chance, right?
So is he going to have
he's not eating ramen?
I mean, that's impossible, right?
Is he going to have a New Balance sneaker deal then?
That's what he's part of his NIL yes. deal right now.
Wow. All right, so
him and Chase Young,
but
New Balance
wear,
buddies.
He can't wear it now because Duke has their own thing. I get it. I don't see why he couldn't stay.
He could.
National sponsors like that could up the ante. He'd make a boatload of money.
They do, but guys just don't stay.
I know, but I hate that. Let's talk about individuals. Like sometimes people make their own decisions.
He could be cut from a different cloth, no doubt.
Yeah,
he could be totally different than most of these guys. But
I don't know him at all.
But again,
obviously,
you're just it's a year longer before you make that huge contract. So,
I know, but
so
he's
the
gonna
rookie
make a boatload.
Okay, well then, why doesn't anybody just come back for 2 or 3 years?
I think sometimes they make bad decisions.
No, I just think.
Oftentimes they make bad decisions.
Well, it's not a bad decision. It's not a bad decision financially because you're going to get paid a lot of money in the first 4 years.
It is, but if you don't have any longevity. Now, he's going to be fine. He'll have a 15-year career.
Yeah.
But like a queen, who knows?
All right, that's different. He could be a late round pick.
Yeah.
So if he's going to be.
But I would
if he's going to be picked 25th, all right, I would agree. Get better and get picked 10th the next year.
Man, just enjoy. By the way, enjoy college. Who wants to race off to work?
I know these guys.
I mean,
don't
it's
care.
The NBA, but I mean, still, I bet you if you ask these guys, I know back in the day it would be. I don't know if they say today, but like the NBA is a grind.
And some
make a lot of money, but it's not. The
now that NIL's here, they can help
ever.
Their parents. But I mean, what if some of these parents are just struggling? I mean, you want to get to the league and help
That's
them out.
Different.
Yeah,
that's why I say, what's his circumstance?
Don't know.
Is he busto
about the flags?
Or is he?
But maybe they
average.
Just don't want to deal with classes. They want to dedicate their whole life to getting better in basketball.
Who wants to go to classes?
You take Joe classes.
Nobody.
Even at Duke, you can take Joe classes.
They don't even feel like dealing with that.
No, I think Cooper Flagg actually gets sized.
You like school?
I read that he had a 4.0. That may have been misinformation.
Not every kid hates school like you and me.
No, but I heard that he likes being a student.
Right. I'm telling you. I think there might be something to it. But Vitale would have more insight. Obviously, I would love to see a guy. I love when people just break the mold.
Well,
just because you're the one doesn't mean you have to go, even though that's the conventional wisdom.
All right, but you would be bitter if
We're not going to get him.
But if he came back and you got the number one pick, he went back to school.
Oh, yeah. But again,
you would be salty.
The Wiz are going to be picking high for the next 2 or 3 years, I would think.
Well, it doesn't mean that they're going to get the number one pick back-to-back years.
Of course, it doesn't mean that, but
they're going to be bad.
I think they're going to be in the mix for a high pick again.
Probably.
Next season.
He can go back to school all he wants. I have no idea what he's going to do. No idea. No insight. But I would love to see him stay.
Sure.
I would love to see him stay. It'd be a nice trend.
I do think that there will be more guys who will be inclined to stay because of the NIL.
I would think.
But I doubt guys were going number one.
I know. The only one I could think that maybe would have in years past would be Leitner.
I mean,
it could have been one.
For basketball, he left his home, right? To go play in Florida.
What does that mean?
Right.
I just think his whole mission is about getting to the NBA. His whole mission since he's a teenager.
Well, he just said steps.
I
know, but he also said it's been his dream to win a national title, which I think, you know, it used to be a pretty big deal. I guess nobody cares anymore.
I would just bet against.
Well, I think it's still a big deal.
Yeah.
If you take it all down. All right, when we come back, we will get into EB's entertainment page. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. they're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Up in the 9:45 segment, we'll give you a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters when they come to Capital One Arena March 8th.
My crack research staff just gave me this nugget. The last non-freshman / international player to be the top pick in the NBA draft was 2009. So essentially 15 years ago. So 15 consecutive drafts, it's been either a freshman or an international player. If those international players had played college ball, they would leave after their freshman year. Listen, and that was Blake Griffin.
I would love to see Cooper Flagg break the mold.
That would be very cool.
I'm all for
Unless the Wiz got the top pick, and then you wouldn't be very happy.
I guess.
Then they would maybe get my boy Dylan Harper.
You love Harper for some reason.
I mean, he's a good player. I'd take Flagg over him, but I think he's a good player.
I know Will Dawkins wants Cooper Flagg to put his name in the hopper.
Yeah. But that's, anyway, so 2009 is the last non-freshman to go number one.
Got it.
Get ready to cheer for Boogie Fland.
Boogie Fland.
Who's the fifth or sixth rating guy?
Who's that international that, like, they'd probably go for some international or something?
I mean, there's a guy who plays for Illinois, Kasparis. I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
Oh, yeah. I guess he's Russian or Lithuanian.
Yeah.
Well, the kid that
Jock Kachonis.
Yeah. Oh, so maybe is he Greek?
No, he's Lithuanian.
Okay. The kid at Baylor is Bahamian. He's good.
NBADraft.net has Sorber from Georgetown 11th.
Where do they have Queen?
They had him 21st, Indiana, but I don't know when this is last updated.
Huh. It usually says at the top of the thing.
I'll say Valentine's Day.
Yep.
All right, so 3 days ago.
Tankathon has Queen updated 6 days ago at 13.
Well, that's good. If you're 13, I understand.
Yeah, you're a lottery pick.
But I still think you got a longer shelf life if you're better. When I watch him, he looks butt raw to me.
Well, he's a freshman. Of course those guys are going to be raw.
He puts up some really good numbers, though.
He does, but I think he's kind of awkward. I don't know.
But we'll see. Maybe he does come back.
All right.
I doubt it, but maybe he does.
Want me to tell you what's going on in the world of
Hollywood please.
And entertainment?
Tell us.
Entertainment page driven by BMW. Fairfax, D.C.'s only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll take care of you. She'll set you up. Or, of course, you just want to check them out online, go to BMWFairfax.com. All right. A lot of good stuff here, I think, actually. Some of these are somewhat sports related, but I feel like it's entertainment related, too. Tom Brady is being crushed. Have you heard about this?
I have not read about this.
Well, he's crushed all the time from number of reasons, but
no, he has done a move that they say is very disrespectful. He's changed his autograph on some items to Tom Brady HOF 2028. He's presumptively putting in Hall of Fame the first year he's eligible.
Well, he knows he's going in first year. I don't think it's that presumptive.
But was he asked to do that?
I don't know the answer.
Because that sounds like something that he's probably asked to do.
In the collectible world,
right.
It's disrespectful to people that earn the honor already for you to just jump up and say, yeah, I'm a Hall of Famer 2028. I mean, of course you are. Everyone knows it. But it's still... It's kind of douchey.
If he did it on his own. I'm guessing he was asked to do it by somebody who probably paid him a lot of money to sign like a million things.
I don't know the answer to that. I'm just saying.
I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt on that one. I like to bash Tom Brady.
More importantly,
it wasn't just the ego.
When are we going to hold our autograph signing and charge people outrageous amounts of money to sign like old publicity photos or old junkies t-shirts? I don't know why we haven't done that yet.
Because no one would show up if they had to
We've
pay.
Already signed a million of them. They're already out there. Nobody cares.
There could be a very small niche market Yeah. We don't know. It's just something we haven't
explored. No one's offering me any money for my jerseys. I got a million jerseys I'm willing
to
sell.
Well, have you put them online to be bid on? Or?
No, it's just kind of embarrassing.
Okay, well, then that's why they're not offering you any money.
Right. So anyway, I think it is kind of douchey. Even if they paid me to do it, and I'm Tom Brady, and I'm literally basically a billionaire, I don't think I would do it.
I would sign.
What if you knew?
I'm gonna say, you know what? I might die.
I would sign. What if you knew that you were going to win an Emmy? Like somebody told you, hey,
the fix is in.
I know you guys have been talking about this for
years.
Right. They're going to throw you a bone for the daily broadcast you do on Monumental Sports. We're going to give you an Emmy for the best morning sports daily show.
This is not.
They're
going to
create a category.
We're one of one.
Right. They're going to create a category. Yeah. The best sports morning daily locally televised show on Monumental Sports. They're going to give you the Emmy.
Right.
Would you start writing Eric Carlton Bickle,
Emmy winner? I don't think I would jinx it.
What a pity Emmy that would be.
I wouldn't want to jinx it. I feel like it would be a jinx. I wouldn't think it was disrespectful.
By the way, I'm sleeping on our potential Emmys for the alt cast too.
Yeah, you are. You're selling a short
by the
over
way,
there.
The reason why we're never going to win an Emmy, there's a couple reasons, but the number one reason is because we won't pay to enter.
Too cheap.
Every single person that's won a local Emmy, they or
they
their station paid for the entry fee. You got to pay.
Buddy, you paid for it.
You got to pay. We paid one time. And then, you know, we're not in the club. No one voted for us. We'll never pay again.
Correct.
We didn't pay. The station paid for us. But they're not going to do it again. We'll never win it. We're Emmy-less forever.
We're not OOE-less.
I'm okay with being Emmy-less, personally.
I know you are. It's just irritating that every loser in town got one.
How about for the cable access when we won our OOE?
Yeah.
All right, we won best
sports show.
I still have
my OOE.
What did the OOE look like? Don't. I can't remember what the OOE looked like.
Mine broke. Million pieces.
Wasn't it like the stage thing?
I don't
like
know
the
what
two
it
faces
was.
Or whatever?
Yeah, it was something
oh,
like that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'll sell whatever mine.
You call that.
If anybody wants to buy my OOE.
But
you still have it?
It's up in the attic.
It's kind of disrespectful. I mean, it is what it is. We didn't win best overall show.
I know. I think the guy that chase the moles out of his yard with a hose.
Yeah, well, didn't he kind of run the whole show?
Yeah, Jim Travelin.
Jim, he ran the station. Yeah. Of course he's going to vote for number one.
Somebody's asking me something out there. I don't know what she's asking me. You want to...
Hello?
Valdez?
Door should be closed.
Come on in.
Doing a show!
All right, so that was my
Tom
Brady
story. Did you recognize the person?
I mean, I don't want to say, but no. Okay. I don't know who it is. Cakes, there's controversy. Remember the film L.A. Confidential? Very good film.
I mean, it came out 100 years ago.
It's one of the
yes.
best films ever.
1997.
Yep.
Can you name an actor in it, EB?
Yes.
L.A. Confidential.
I mean, I can.
Kim Basinger? Is she in that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey, obviously.
Okay.
Russell Crowe.
Guy
Pierce.
Pierce. Yes.
And he's part of the story.
Oh, okay.
Pierce said on a recent podcast that he had unpleasant experiences working on the film. Why? Don't look it up. Why do you think?
Ooh,
because Kevin Spacey was hollering.
Wanted advances.
Oh,
exactly.
That makes sense.
He was basically chasing him around the whole time.
That's not great.
Kevin Spacey was seriously one of the creepiest dudes of all time.
That is
hollering.
That's true. But he's also a great actor. I know
he is a great actor.
Was a great actor.
I mean,
he still gets gigs.
I still consider him a great actor, even though.
What gigs is he getting?
I don't know what he's getting. His body of work.
I saw he's great. Well, I saw he recently did a gig.
Didn't he say he had to work because he had
Mike
no
Marr
money?
Mike Marr just discovered him in Seven a few days ago.
Have you seen L.A. Confidential yet? That's a good one.
No, not yet. I still, I can't believe what he did to, you know, the missile, Gwyneth Paltrow. How could Spacey do that?
Because he was a serial killer, Ricky. That's why.
Right.
You need to watch L.A. Confidential, Mike Moore.
Add it to the list.
Is he still squatting in that house?
I don't know.
The house that he used to own?
In Baltimore on the harbor?
Well, I don't know. It's a good question.
I have no idea.
He wouldn't leave.
Nubs ending.
Why is it being foreclosed?
Because I can't pay the bills that I owe. Are you facing bankruptcy?
Yes.
Been a couple of times when I thought I was going to file, but we've managed to sort of dodge it, at least as of today.
Oh, man.
That was a while ago.
Dude, yeah, it was a while ago.
You're a serial, like, I don't know what the word, sexual, like, offender. I mean, at least a sexual, like...
Groper. Assaulter.
Yeah. You should be probably bust, though, even though you're a great
actor. Isn't it all alleged, though? You said you want to give people benefit of the doubt.
I think some of this...
When that many people accuse you?
I agree with you on that.
I'm not sure.
I don't know that you've been convicted for anything.
We could probably swoop in and get his house in Baltimore for just a song.
Well,
probably cheap.
Is this true? Have you guys seen...
Valdez, let's squat.
The house itself is...
Get in there.
What are you going to do? Get back on the horse. Get back on the horse.
Right. Somebody did hire him recently.
Somebody bought his place?
Yeah, like... I want to say like an oil sheik or something like that.
Oh, it was really expensive.
He refused to move out.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That was the whole thing at an auction.
Right.
So then oil sheik buys it, sends in some muscle, grabs him out of the house, says, get out of here. This is my place now.
So a big story over these last few weeks is, you know, obviously what's going on, if you're paying any attention to the news at all, that the government or whatever, that Elon Musk and all these people are going through, and they're suggesting that a lot of these government jobs should be, you know, they're extra or whatever. And so people are losing their jobs in the government. Mm-hmm. They're saying the housing market in D.C. is plummeting because you're having tens of thousands of homes are all hitting the market all at one time.
Market glut.
Yeah. So your silly home value that you're banking on so you can retire, it's going to go in the toilet.
You're bitter. Well,
I hope it doesn't happen in Loudoun County. I could see it happening in D.C.
I haven't seen any evidence of that yet, but I know that was a big headline like the last couple weeks.
Right.
That there's going to be a glut of homes for sale. It already is in this area.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to sell your home, hit up Reynolds and Power Home Team. Right?
I like how you worked the plug in there. Very nice.
All right, so you know how we always, eventually we always get around to checking out the SI swimsuit edition.
Sure.
And I guess there have already been some leaks. And I guess this must be because, you know, they always have like the wives and girlfriends of the athletes.
The wags, yeah.
Right. Do you know who the girlfriend of Braxton Berrios is, Cakes?
I do not know who that person is.
Culpo?
No.
No, she's married to Christian McCaffrey, I believe.
Yeah.
No, this is all your kids know. 100% all your kids know. Alex Earl. She's like a,
don't know her.
She's like a TikTok person, YouTube
Alex
person,
Earl.
Instagram person, whatever.
I know Junk's listener, Fubu Earl. I ran into him at MGM a couple days ago.
Again? Nice. He's always there.
Just ran into him.
Why is Fubu Earl always right? there?
Oh. He did not look as ripped as he did in his AI.
We saw him. We saw him at the craps table.
I know, but that was a different event. He's always there.
I saw him. He was in the observatory. He was not on the casino floor, but he wasn't far from it.
Right.
When I saw him.
So anyway, they've leaked some of the images of Alex Earl. I guess from her swimsuit photo shoot. She kind of looks like, would you say she looks like a little bit like a younger Kristen Cavallari, maybe? I don't know. She has that kind of build.
That's what it looks like to me. Pretty blonde girl.
Yeah, pretty super skinny. So if you're interested, some of those photos are starting to leak out. I don't know if we know of any other, like, wags, wives and girlfriends that are going to be in this edition. Have you heard of other names yet, Drabby, besides her?
I haven't been paying attention.
I think Brianna Chicken Fry's in it.
Oh, yes.
She looked great in those photos, actually. She's another one's way too skinny, but she looked great in those photos.
Alex Earl's TikTok shtick. Do you know what it is?
Do not know.
I thought.
I'm sure I'm going to hate it, but what is it?
She got famous. I don't know how many followers she has.
Real estate or something?
Get ready with me on TikTok. She puts on her makeup and starts talking about her day.
That got her famous.
I see a lot of people landed
her on the cover.
Let's get the Sports
Illustrated. I guarantee you, though, your daughters, they know her. They know her intimately. They probably know her daily routine.
100%.
Get the rocket ship ready for us. Anybody else wants to come along? Yeah. We're blasting off a date TBD.
7.3 million followers.
Jason, you care to guess?
I'm gonna text my daughters right now.
If they know Alex Earl?
Yeah, 100% they do.
Well, no, 1,000,000,000%. Yeah. There's a 0.000% chance.
I just want to see how quickly they come back to me and ask why we're talking about it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that there's a teenage girl, right? I don't think there's a girl. Like, if you're under the age of 21, you know who Alex Earl is, right? If you're a girl.
This is the first exposure I've had to her.
Why do you keep saying girls? You think her 7 million followers are all girls?
I think it's mostly guys.
Probably 9 million of them are guys.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Guys.
Yeah. I don't follow her. She's got a little...
I'm looking at it. So she started with the makeup thing, but it looks like she's got some Paige Spiranak type vibes, too, with like showing off.
Of course. Yeah, she's not there wearing a pajamas. She's showing off her
body. She was in the Carl's Jr. Super Bowl ad.
Yeah.
Where she's like almost naked.
Yeah, listen, I'm sure creepy dudes, but I'm telling you, girls follow her just as much as guys.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
Alex, it's A-L-I-X.
Here's when I'll start following Alex Earl, when she starts looking at flops. That's when I'll start following her.
Because I think I think girls, because I have two girls, you know, that are of that age, like 22 and 15, almost 16. They follow those girls and then they buy the same shirts same makeup they buy. And they, you know, whatever. They're huge influencers. And then, of course, guys are just creepy. Guys just want to whistle. That's not what the girls do.
They haven't responded yet.
All right, when we come back, we'll give you a chance to score a 4-pack of tickets to go see the Harlem Globetrotters when they come to Capital One Arena.
Oh.
Live read.
Cakes. Yep, I have a live read. I have it right here, mm-hmm. Cakes.
Very good.
The bitter, cold Washington winter weather, it's still here. Can your home's heating system keep up? Well, ensure your family's comfort all season long by calling the 5-star heating experts at Crop Metcalf. You're calling them today, aren't you, Lurch?
I think
you are.
Yes, Crop.
I'm going to give them a break, but I need to call them later in the week. A Crop Metcalf 5-star technician is equipped with the top-notch training and experience to properly fix and maintain your system and catch potential problems before you're left out in the cold. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician. And proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
Coming up before the show is done, there's not that much time left in today's program. You'll have a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters when they come to town Saturday, March 8th at Capital One Arena. So keep listening for your chance to win because it's right around the corner.
It's awesome. I went to the Harlem Globetrotters when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, years ago. I was probably 8.
I've never been, but I've seen them on TV many, many times when I was a small fry.
Yeah, when we were kids, they used to put it on ABC's Wild World
sure,
of Sports.
Of course. Nobody who's 20 or 25 knows what that is, what you just said.
Those were awesome.
There's zero chance they know exactly right, what you're talking about. But yeah, that was kind of our thing growing up.
Can I say something?
Sure.
At the risk of this, I don't know why, but the Maryland School of Engineering sent us a bunch of stuff.
It was very nice of them.
It's an incredibly nice gesture.
Mm-hmm. Is that the woman that was talking to you?
No, that's the woman that lost her dog.
Oh.
But if you go over there, there's a million like golf shirts, hoodies.
Really?
Quarter zips.
But I can't. What am I going to wear? An engineering, School of Engineering hoodie.
What do you care?
Just kind of care.
You went to Maryland. You're wearing Cornell volleyball.
Says,
you didn't go to Cornell.
Say,
no, don't play volleyball.
I have a connection.
Somebody's gonna say, I know, but you have a connection
it?
To Maryland.
I'm gonna wear, you should see how big the logo is. The Maryland School of Engineering. You know, I'm a genius. No, I can't.
Then don't wear it.
I'm not.
Then don't
like
worry
the pen.
About it.
I like the pen. Look at that, Jason. It's a nice. It's a really nice gear.
Who makes the gear?
Oh, they got Travis Matthews.
Travis Matthews.
They got Under Armour.
I'll
they got Nike.
It's very nice.
Give some to Lurch.
Yeah, hook me up.
It's the most random.
I noticed you didn't have any shame when you took the golf balls.
I got
two
sleeves.
Lows.
Me? Yeah, I got no shame on that.
I got a sleeve. Thank you.
I mean, they have the logo. What is it?
Thank you, Terps.
MCA. What does that stand for, Cakes?
I mean, is it written on there?
Mechanical Contractors Association.
Get out the readers.
Yeah.
Mechanical Contractors Association of Metropolitan Washington.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
We appreciate it. I don't mean to be an ingrate. I just don't know. I would feel uncomfortable. I feel pride when I wear the Cornell stuff. My kids went to Cornell. If my kid was an engineering student at Maryland.
You went to Maryland?
I was a psychology major.
Who cares? You still went to the school.
You didn't play basketball, but you wear Maryland basketball gear.
Totally different. You wear
great point.
It.
If there was something that was a large, I would, but it's all extra large stuff.
Engineering school stuff to wear.
So if the logo said School of Psychology, would you wear it?
No.
What, are you ashamed to wear it because people are going to ask you about it? Like, why are you wearing it?
No one's going to ask you.
I wouldn't.
What do you care?
I just wouldn't wear it.
No one cares.
I wouldn't wear it.
Are you worried that somebody at Norbex would be like, why are you wearing something with Maryland Engineering on it?
Yeah, it's stolen valor.
It's kind of like, it's kind of like stolen valor.
You just say it was a gift.
And it's,
hey, we do need somebody now from the school of psychology to send you
something. I don't want it.
Send it to me. I'll wear it. Who cares?
Yeah.
All right, you wear it then. They got something over there they claim is double XL.
It's not.
You can fit cakes easy or JP even. I'm not saying JP cake, they're big. That's small. You saw it.
I'll wear it.
I have this Travis Matthews silly. I'm definitely going to wear it.
Yeah. Let me see.
Hey, someone get.
But that has a small logo. You could actually unstitch it.
unstitch it. It has a tiny logo on the sleeve. You could, who cares?
Right, you're going to unstitch it? That's the least offensive. What size is that one?
It's an XL.
Yeah, hey, someone get him a Freud hoodie from the psychology school.
I don't want a Freud hoodie.
You're very persnickety about what's on your clothes.
What's the master's? What was your official master's in?
I have a master's in education.
Half the department of education.
That's what I have, a master's in education.
I know. I didn't know it was tech. I thought it was school counseling.
It's a master's of education. It's under there. My focus was school counseling. I took classes in counseling, not teaching.
Can you imagine if you're getting ready to
automatic focus.
Figure out your career, go to college, and EB was your counselor?
I was very good at it. I'm a very caring person. Like, I'm still a caring person.
Be like, I was thinking about going to a school in Canada. He's like, where's that?
Yeah. Hey, you would look at you. You got garbage man written all over you, bud.
No, that was said to me. I won't even say the person's name because I think he might... But I was told I wasn't university material.
You were college material?
I was told
material?
I was JUCO material.
Who was?
Literally was told that.
Yeah. Is that someone at the math that told you that?
Yes, sir.
You know, pretty good school.
Oh, I think I know who it is.
No, he told me and maybe my mother that I was community college material.
It's like Interstellar when they told him you're all going to be farmers.
I think I know who that was.
And you know what's funny? Is I don't even think I had a problem with it.
At the time, you probably just laughed.
You're probably right.
Probably.
I'm just aimless. I got nothing.
I got nothing.
I think you'd be surprised at how many things that you wear, though, that have
things I'm
as much of a connection as that. You went to the University of Maryland.
No, hold on. Yeah, I got no problem with any parent wearing whatever their kids do. No problem. Zero. That's appropriate.
Okay, but you went to the school.
I didn't go to the School of Engineering.
Okay, but you didn't play on the basketball team either.
That's totally different.
Look, he's got
you don't
a weird
have to play
hang
on
up.
The basketball
he's got
team
a hang
to wear.
Up about wearing stuff that he's not like.
Yeah, I wouldn't wear the physics department.
So you won't wear any of it? You're not going to wear any of it?
Zero.
Not even underneath something else?
If you... Stitched out. If you pulled out the stitches, then I would.
What color? They got black. What else they got? Gray. They got
so much Under Armour
stuff.
It's like
stuff, a never-ending box
Travis
over there.
Yeah, it's nice stuff. It's a very nice gesture.
It was very nice
I just would
them.
Feel uncomfortable wearing the College of Psychiatry.
If Virginia Tech sent School of Engineering logo shirts, I would wear it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't care.
I would use it as a toilet paper.
I would.
I'd
be proud of it.
On the air.
I'd be proud of it. Yeah, I didn't go there.
If Cornell said
I mean, you're wearing a restaurant today. We probably shouldn't mention because they're not a sponsor.
Yeah,
I mean, I guarantee somebody just hooked them with that.
It's a little small, but...
You know. It is a little small. But if Cornell
it's probably the only time I'm going to wear it.
My daughter's an econ and an information systems, double major.
Uh-huh.
If they sent me stuff, I wouldn't wear that. Now, right. The volleyball team, I'll wear. Or the basketball team for Coop, I would wear.
For Koopa Scoop?
But I'm not wearing the econ department...
I'll wear it. I'll just wear it.
Yes, we'll all wear the gear.
I need some new gear.
I just have standards.
EB's too discerning to wear some of the gear.
When did you get standards?
I just admit I have to have a certain connection.
Right? It's a race. It's a race in the box to get all the free gear.
I don't know. Here's what I do know. 10th call right now at 800-636.
I don't think that's weird.
1067. You're going to score a 4-pack of tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters Saturday, March 8th. At Capital One Arena, tickets are on sale now. Go to fanbc.com/events for more information.
A very nice gesture.
B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next here on The Fan.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.